Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bring the chapter on being generous, being magnanimous, and having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find that a person who's magnanimous, he's big-hearted, his mind, his thinking also, he's big. The way he thinks, the way he speaks, the way he approaches situations, all those things are very, very big. Because the person is big-hearted, he's able to take in a lot. And this person can also bear a lot because of his style, his approach. People may tell him things also, but he can tolerate it. Why? Because this person is big-hearted in his way, in his style. And even the choice of his language in his day-to-day affairs, that also the choice of his language will be very, very good. For example, a person can refer to a glass of water as half empty. Or he can refer to the same glass of water as half full. A person who's positive in his approach, who's magnanimous in his approach, who has a good demeanor, generally you'll find he'll look at things in a very positive light. So he'll look at that same glass of water, that this glass is half full. It's not half empty, it's half full. In other words, he's looking at it in a positive light. So we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it came to actions, good actions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would look at it in that light. And if it was with regards to his family, people that were close with him, and general Muslims where there was a need to correct them and teach them that this is how you're supposed to be thinking. This mind that Allah Ta'ala has given us is a very, very powerful thing. Sometimes a person can be in the worst of situation, but if the mind is corrected, he can be the most tranquil person. And sometimes a person can be in a just a small situation where there doesn't need much panic. But because a person, his mind is not settled, his mind just shoots to the most dangerous scene he can be in, and he assumes that he's in that scene. In a situation where he's supposed to be stay calm, he's supposed not to panic, that person goes into the panic mode, and sometimes an accident happens, and sometimes a person shoots himself, or sometimes a person does something foolish. Why? Because he went into a panic mode suddenly. So therefore you find that our deen is so beautiful, it teaches us also how we should be thinking as a Muslim. Today's hadith is a very short hadith, but it shows us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would think, the magnanimity of the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, annahum dhabahu shatan, faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma baqiya minha, qalat ma baqiya minha illa katifuha, qala baqiya kulluha ghayru katifiha, rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that they slaughtered a sheep, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how much of it is left? They slaughtered a sheep. It was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally, they would also be very, very generous of whatever they had. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how much is left? What is left of this sheep? So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied that the only portion that is left of it is its shoulder. The only thing that is left of this sheep is that shoulder portion of the sheep. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then corrected her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all of it is left except its shoulder. All of this whole sheep is left. Only the shoulder is not left. In other words, whatever we've given away, that is what really is there. That is what is remaining. What we haven't given away as yet, that is what has been used up. In other words, what we've given, that is stored up for us. And that we got, what even else of the sheep is left. In other words, the more we give, the yakin we must have that when we are giving, that is stored for us 100%. What we didn't give, that is not stored. We can't even count on it, but we can count on what we have given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person can only speak like this, and he's got akhirat in front of him, and he's magnanimous in his way. And we actually start thinking, when a man does like this, that he gives some poor person, he helps a poor person, he actually believes that really this is now there for me. It's not gone, it's there. All I've done is I've transferred this thing from the dunya account to my akhirat account. So when I go into akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will show me that there's a transfer you did on this day, at this time, and there's all other transfers that you did. You read Fajr Salah, one transfer into your akhirat account. You read some Quran Sharif, transfer in account. Spoke nicely to someone, there's a transfer into your akhirat account. So like how we'd like to transfer money into our accounts in this world, we should continuously be thinking, how much am I transferring that account in akhirat? So when my eyes close and I reach akhirat, at least I got a balance there for me. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to start thinking this way. This is what this hadith is teaching us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching his own family. This is how you should be thinking. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, alhamdulillah.